humanity. So lost without you.
Se sufre por amor, la soledad ya se apodera de mis días y el pensamiento se me gasta con la vida. No sé si estoy libre de culpa o soy culpable.
The Montreal International Documentary Festival is celebrating its 25th edition. A unique opportunity to enjoy the best documentary films from all around the world.
This fall, the RIDM returns exclusively to theaters and venues with screenings, festivities, and much more.
See you from November 17th to the 27th.
Discover the full program at RIDM.ca.
The RIDM, where all stories meet.
Cassidia told me, I'm top shit. Cassidia told me, I run shit. Cassidia told me, I got five niggas, four blunts, five niggas, eight. Fuck, I'm a dude, ayy. How many niggas wanna pass around and then pass out with it's gone? Got like three more left to go. Smoke like six straight in the moan. It's a scene of subjection, bitch. I ain't got protection. I ain't got no direction. What the fuck you expecting? It's a scene of subjection, bitch. I ain't got protection. I ain't got no direction. What the fuck you expecting? Yeah. How many niggas wanna pass around and then pass out with it's gone? Got like three more left to go. Smoke like six straight in the moan, yeah. We glug niggas at the split though. Smoke that shit too real gross. Sadiq kick niggas at the front door. We glad I ain't play this shit no more. It's hard to take mercy on niggas. I'm one step away just from pulling the trigger. I ain't trying to be mean, y'all. The same thing bigger like, damn. Taking these to new niggas like, old problems, new times. Dealing with the bullshit in my prime. Jesus wept, so you cried. Damn, well at least nigga fucking tried. This shit ain't gon' fuck with me daily. I'm feeling like pleasure is pain. This idea said niggas are slaves. So think I'ma say it again. I'm top shit, cause idea told me. I run shit, cause idea told me. I'm top shit, cause idea told me. I run shit, cause idea told me. I'm top shit, cause idiot told me. I run shit, cause idiot told me. I'm top shit, cause idiot told me. I run shit, cause idiot told me. I'm top shit, cause idiot told me. I run shit, cause idiot told me. Yeah. How many niggas wanna pass around and then pass out with this gone? Got like three more left to go. More like six straight in the morning, yeah. How many niggas wanna pass around and then pass out with this gone? Got like three more left to go. More like six straight in the morning, it's a scene of subjection, bitch. I ain't got protection, I ain't got no direction. What the fuck you expecting? It's a scene of subjection, bitch. I ain't got protection, I ain't got no direction. What the fuck you expecting? Yeah. Yeah. I ain't got no direction. What the fuck you expecting? Yeah. Got no direction, what the fuck you expecting, yeah. Fuck you expecting, yeah. Fuck you expecting, yeah. Yeah.
Myself. Ah, hey, okay. And you are tuned in to CKUT 90.3 FM. Sorry about that. I had the queue still on, but You are listening to Underground Sounds. It is 8:05. I am your host and voice from the beyond, Jean Néon, aka Johnny Void, with Les Transmissions du Vide. And today I'm joined by a very special guest all the way from Toronto, Quentin Barnes. Welcome to the studio and Montreal.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So the reason for Quentin's visit today is we are performing a show together on November 24th at L'Hémisphère Gauche. This is a album launch for Quentin Barnes, who's just released For the Love of Drugs on Grimalkin Records in October. And we'll be presenting the album in its entirety at the show, but also with us today. We are starting this first hour with Quentin talking about his music, his new album, and also his influences. He will be playing some of his selected favorite tracks to share with you. And yeah, he will also be performing the album in the second hour. So, Quentin, welcome to Montreal. You've actually already lived here, though. It's not a first time for you, and you've decided you are going to move here after the show, which...
Again, I guess it's official now that I put it on the radio.
It's on the radio now, so yeah. Now you don't have a choice.
I know, right?
So, yeah, this album, For the Love of Drugs, is your third album, I believe, with Grimalkin Records.
Yeah.
And it's a drastically different one. You had an album before it called As a Motherfucker that was very, I feel like, R&B, smooth and all that. And you started working on a follow-up to that and you decided to scrap it and completely redo the album. So I'm kind of, if you can tell our listeners what made you rethink the album and your artistic process, your sound to get to For the Love of Drugs, basically.
Yeah, definitely. So I think, so obviously when you're creating something, I mean, not obviously because everyone has different reasons, there's a bit of self-expression going into it, at least in terms of what I do, you know? And I want the record, the end result, to accurately reflect the state of my life. And I found when I started working on For the Love of Drugs, I had this idea of doing this, kind of taking the sound that I had been developing on As a Motherfucker and just refining it and kind of making it more commercial and doing like a really idealized version of that. And it was very poppy and bouncy. And I can even play one of the songs that I had previously was going to include on it.
Hmm.
But as my life started going in a different direction than I had anticipated, I found the music was no longer reflecting.
Hmm. You're doing it for someone else, basically.
Not even that. Yeah. Like it was no longer like the story I was trying to tell was no longer congruent with the life that I was living. So I was like, at a certain point, I just said, nah, I scrapped this. This is not working. This is not reflective of me. And also, there are several records that I heard while I was making the album that made me feel like I wasn't being creative enough. So I decided to just scrap it all and then just try to do something a little bit more daring. Yeah.
So the result is a much more, I'd say, abrasive album.
Yeah.
Basically, a lot of industrial reference, like, sound design, just big noise sections, but you still counterbalance it with like moments of like still the R&B vocals are still there, but usually clashing with a very much more abrasive sound design type beat that really drastically feels different to the production on the previous album.
Because I didn't, I felt that at a certain point I was about to play it too safe, and then I was like, let me veer away from the safe and lean more into the shocking and the abrasive. And I enjoy the result. I'm happy with what I've come up with,
Yeah, so you mentioned some albums were really influential in that direction, and I'm curious if you could let us know some of these influences that made you rethink your own music.
One of the big ones was Arca released her Kick series last year, and Kick 3 was a record that really influenced me. It's balls to the wall, it's manic, it's abrasive. It's an assault on the senses for 40 minutes. And I was just, when I heard that record, I was like, oh, I'm not even trying, basically. You know, it's one of those albums you hear and you're like, you're not even trying, you know, it's like an insult to continue making music. So when I heard that one, I was like, okay, I got to scrap everything because there's no way I can put without what I was working on when that exists, you know?
Well,
So that was one of them. And then my other two favorites, two I love, Injury Reserve, By the Time I Get to Phoenix.
Yeah.
Great record. It's like a sonic landfill, but I mean, in the best way possible. And Rest in peace, Sophie. Oil of Every Pearls on Insides.
I mean, even you mentioned Injury Reserve. Rest in peace, the third member also. Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, Knees on that album just devastates me now whenever I hear it. It's oof.
Yeah, it's devastating, but it's brilliant. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, and all three records are bold, complete, daring statements. And I wanted to move more in that vein than try and play it safe. Yeah.
Just instead of just doing a music album, you really felt like it needed a narrative and some... Like,
Yeah.
Coming into your own and
Yeah, absolutely. And doing something a bit more individual, you know? Yeah.
You mentioned one of those songs that one of the OG songs of the album.
I can
if you wanna play that for us right now, give us a vibe of what the album is gonna be.
This one's called Body.
Call out my name, it's all protection. It's the name of the game, you're my reflection. That we won't stay the same, and that's a fact, yeah. And that's a fact, yeah. And that's a fact, yeah.
Tell me if you want my body, bring it closer to me, closer to me.
Tell me if you want my body, bring it closer to me, closer to me. I come through anytime you want, baby.
Have it all, don't trip, baby, we can never fall. So back, you done gotta leave it all.
One touch, make a nigga lose control. Whoa. I didn't have it at all. Whoa. Yeah.
Would you call out my name? That's your protection. And I've been hurting so badly for you lately. Think we might be insane, and that's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact, yeah.
When I call out your name, there's no rejection. And I'm sick every day, you're not around me. Things are never the same, and that's a fact, yeah. That's just good, yeah. It's always good, yeah.
I've been touching, I've been kissing, I've been rubbing, I've been high on your love, and I don't wanna give it up for nothing. I've been thinking, I've been hoping, I've been dreaming. If you ever try to leave me, baby boy, you better have a reason.
I'm not a one and done type girl. You better step into my world. I'm not a one and done type girl. You better step
tell
into
me if
my
you
world.
Want my body, bring it closer to me, closer to me. Tell me if you want my body,
bring it closer to me. Yeah, yeah, bring it closer to me. I'll come through anytime, anytime you want, baby.
I can come by anytime, anytime you want.
Help me find a way. If you're gonna stay, help me find a way. If you're gonna stay,
That was an exclusive unreleased track by Quinton Barnes called Buddy and featuring Krishna Jewel.
Yes.
So this was part of the Scrapped album. Did the Scrapped album have a title?
For the Love of Drugs.
Okay. So you kept the title but then completely changed what the album was about.
Yeah.
So this album, I want to touch a bit more on the lyrics and the themes. And it seems like what I gathered, it's a downward spiral narrative.
Yes.
You're kind of using personal experiences, but also, I don't know, like cinema, kind of exaggerating them, amplifying them.
Absolutely,
and
idealized, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like there's like a lot of counter between, I feel like, confidence and like love and need of intimacy. And then on the other end, these weird like suicidal ideation and just very, and it seems like, yeah, a conflict kind of clash between those both sides. And so yeah, but as we know, this review is to try to psychoanalyze you a bit too much, so I will let you in your own words define what this album is about and what's the narrative and the themes of For the Love of Drugs.
I mean, it's funny, that's a bit of a difficult question. There's a lot going into it. You did mention the downward spiral narrative, which definitely what I was trying to go for. I wanted to create a cinematic experience. I was reading a lot of work from Afro-pessimists like Frank Wilderson and Saidiya Hartman, who I mentioned in one of the songs. And the work they were doing, the academic work they created, I was reading, and it was very inspirational at the time. And it was a lot of times I would read the work and then wonder what a record in response to that sort of material would sound like. And that sort of that influenced the sound of the record. And then there were the sonic influences, which I spoke about earlier, the Sophie and the Arcas and the Injury Reserve. And it was just this, just trying to channel this sort of like this frustration and the sort of rage and this sort of like cheeky, almost in your face sexuality. This queerness, you know, and just really taking it and shoving it in your face and almost amplifying it to comic degrees. So I just wanted to make something that was sort of extroverted, sort of bold. I think it's a bit, sometimes, you know, the humor comes across as a bit trollish, you know, at times, trying to be purposely a bit shocking and abrasive. But that's the best I can do in terms of an explanation.
It's like provocating, but it's also, it's just you also. You're not like trying to.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's still like you contained within yourself and just like, yeah, this is me. And it's not like trying to reach out to someone, or it's just still your own vision and expression of the thing. You know, you're not dissing people.
Not yet. That's the next record.
But speaking of which, you've played me some instrumentals that you're working on. And
yes.
I feel like from this album, you seem to be going in a more footwork club direction. And
right now I'm interested in the combination between the industrial and R&B, which I've been obsessed with for a while now, plus a bit of a footwork influence, and trying to mash that all together in a blender and see what that will sound like, you know? It almost like, I feel like that would sound pretty manic. And I'm interested to see what sort of, you know, combo that could create.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I want to play a song I love, a footwork song from a really, really like unknown artist who I think released one of my favorite footwork albums of the decade, Khadija Al-Hanafi. The song is called Slime Patrol. I shake my ass.
So that was Slime Patrol by Kajahal Anafi. And you are going to play another...
Yeah, this one is called Effin' Suckin' by Traxman. One of my favorite like minimal house songs from 1993 and 1994. It's like a kind of manic, incessant sexual...
I should point out, you are 20 minutes into this broadcast. If you haven't realized it's explicit, we are being explicit. This is an explicit broadcast, so watch out for swear words.
Yes, please beware.
Shake, shake, shake that ass, play my little game. Let me stick my dick in you and make you call my name. Shake, shake, shake that ass, play my little game. Let me stick my dick in you and make you call my name. Shake, shake, shake that ass, play my little game. Let me stick my dick in you and make you call my name. Shake, shake, shake that ass, play my little game. Let me stick my dick in you and make you call my name. Fucking sucking, 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 fucking sucking. Fucking sucking, fucking sucking, fucking sucking, fucking sucking, fucking sucking. shake, shake that ass, play my little 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 shake that
ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass,
play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass,
play my little shake that ass,
play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my
little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake
that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake
that ass, play my little shake that ass,
play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my
little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little
shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little
shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that
ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass,
play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass, play my little shake that ass
They just want to dance.
Exactly, exactly. I want to play one of my favorites from this year, from an artist named DJ Delish. I've been really into my sibling. Shout out to my sibling, is just getting into the ballroom scene, and I think some of the music coming out of the ballroom scene is fantastic and underappreciated. And so I want to highlight this artist. This is a wonderful song. This song is called
Okay,
it's called New Nigga by DJ Delish. Y'all gonna love this one. No.
Kitty cat, kitty cat, let's go, little kitty cat. The nigga done what you no more. I got a new nigga bitch, and he's standing at my door. Let's go, little kitty cat. The nigga done what you no more. I got a new nigga bitch, he's standing at my door. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga bitch. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga bitch. I got a new nigga. I got a new nigga bitch. I got a new nigga. No, he love it when I suck it from the back. Yeah, don't forget the ball, clean it, calm in the back. Deep throw, then he hit it from the back. He wanna roleplay, I'm the victim. He got the gun, but I'm a stick up. Bend him over and wipe him all out. No running, nigga, and now you're stuck. Yeah, I like him, but I don't love. After I'm not, yeah, I'm about to climb. I'm the thing, but she is not. Boys in the yard and they won't stop. I like him, but I don't love. After I'm not, yeah, I'm about to climb. I'm the thing, but she is not. Boys in the yard and they
DJ Delish. Shout out to queer artists. Shout out to unrecognized queer artists making fire music. Yeah, we gonna keep doing it.
Thank you for saying the title. I thought you were gonna do a Julius Eastman and just stare at me and be like, what are you gonna do, say it?
Yeah, should have played the Julius Eastman song. Yeah.
I want to talk about two samples in your album.
Yeah.
There's one where it's someone mentioned in the Arca song, like two voice messages that are just sampled in the album that are hilarious. And the first one is someone asking about a Arca song. And
yes.
Then the second one, which I really love, the album ends with a sample of Quentin's grandmother telling Quentin to
call grandma. It's important now.
Yes, she's lovely.
What's the context on these like voice calls? And
So the first sample was my cousin, who was actually asking me about a song that ended up being a Sega Bodega song.
Oh, wow. But, okay, it's not even Arca. Well,
yeah, but she thought it was an Arca song. So she was like...
It sounds like Arca, the way she sings it.
Yeah. And she was like, chick, 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 like trying to like sing it to me. And I thought, when I first heard this voice note, because she sends me voice notes all the time. When I first heard this voice note, I was like, this is hilarious. I'm going to put this in the album. And I told her, I said I was going to sample it. And so I put it right in the end of the one song. And I sent it to her and she was like, oh, but she kind of forgot. So when the album came out, she heard it and she was like, oh my gosh, I bought it. And I was like, yeah, I told you I was going to put it on. You leave the funniest shit in my voicemail. Of course I'm going to, you know. And in terms of, okay, well.
I mean, I also want to point out that she left you a voice message today that you were like listening to before we came into the studio, and it was hilarious. Like, once again, like, you have to play that in your set or something. Absolutely. It's too good.
It's always hilarious. I think she's going to eventually end up stop sending me voice notes. I have like a collection of several voice notes she sent me that I want to sample.
Or just... every album will have the like interlude.
Exactly. With her.
Like,
exactly.
It's a new thing.
Exactly. It's good. I just got.
She's like unofficially a Quinton Barnes
exactly.
member. Like.
Yeah, yeah. And then the second sample. Well, okay. Well, it was a bit of a little feisty voicemail from my grandma, and when I it was like, Quentin, call grandma. It's important now. And then I call her, and she tells me that my grandpa has died. Which
that tone of voice is definitely doesn't.
It doesn't imply that at all. No, I thought, you know, she sounded like she was about to explode, and then she answered, and it's like, yeah, he died. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, what a way to tell someone, you know. But
what a way to end the album also.
Exactly, right? You know, but it takes all kinds to make the world go round. That's what they say, right?
Shout out to Quinton's grandma. And
Yeah. Shout out to Grandma Barnes. All right. I'm going to play a song I really love. This one is called What's the Word by a rapper named Cakes the Killer.
Nice.
Yeah, hey, hello? Girl, what? Yeah. Yeah, girl, just, yeah. Girl. Girl. Yeah. No, meet me at Mood Ring. Yeah. The Bi Bar. You know the one, bitch, stop playing with me. Yeah. All right. Call me later.
Zuma Zuma just hitting the block. Gotta get a little whip before I get to the wops. Do it like the girls hold you into a box. Gotta gobble up the geese so you never get clocked up. Zuma Zuma just hitting the block. Gotta get a little whip before I get to the wops. Do it like the girls hold you into a box. Gotta gobble up the geese so you never get clocked up. So what's the word? What's the word? So what's the word? Looking on rocks, and I'm feeling so divine. I put the chips on my spot. First you look at me, you stick it, make the cherry go pop. Left hands on my thigh, other hand on your eye. Back again, hard looking on rocks, and I'm feeling so divine. I put the chips on my spot. First you look at me, you stick it, make the cherry go pop. Left hand on my thigh, other hand on your eye. So what's the word? What's the word? So what's the word? What's the word? Hips don't swerve. Be absurd. Tip for the dad. What's in your bag? Hip swerve, get into the curve, and I move for a hot fuck. What's the word? Here for the bread, but I ain't no bird. Put the brakes on a hippie act up swerve. Hip swerve, get into the curve, and I move for a hot fuck. What's the word? Here for the bread, but I ain't no bird. Put the brakes on a hippie act up swerve. So what's the word? What's the word? Drag. I'm feeling kind of cunt when I'm popping out the cab, and I'm dressed like a lady, so easy on a tag. Just don't gag when you see what's in the bag. Like, for the dab, don't be a drag. I'm feeling kind of cunt when I'm popping out the cab, and I'm dressed like a lady, so easy on a tag. Just don't gag when you see what's in the bag. Like, so what's the word? What's the word? So what's the word?
Keep my shit real tight like a tuck. Up in the mink, my office trees. Got a boost of that, love to pull a stunt. Now I'm at a ball with a couple of ones. With my eyes on a vote, and twister. Did a little bump there and a little bump here. Now dance, my little sister.
What's in your bag like? What's in your bag like? Like, what's in your bag like? Like, hips swing. What's in your bag like? What's in your bag like? Like, what's in your bag like? Like, hips swing.
Thank you.
All right. That was What's the Word by wonderful rapper who has been at it for a long time, Cakes the Killer. I'm really, you know, I was like a... I love club music, but, you know...
It seems like there's a theme going on with this one.
Absolutely, yeah. But I was always resistant to the club. Like, I don't actually enjoy clubs. I like the idea of what clubs represent, you know? But I was always the wallflower. I don't want to go and dance. I want to go and observe and see what makes people move, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I have a similar experience where I really love dancing. Yeah. And I like the idea of just, yeah, being in a room. But it's just the clubs never have the music and the people I want, basically. Exactly. Like, it's always, I have an ideal image. You know, I would like a club that just plays, like, Street of Rage 2 music all night long. It's like, why don't I get clubs like that? Why? But, yeah, I don't know. I always think about Burial. Shout out to Burial, my biggest influence ever. But, his idea is that he makes music for clubs, but he doesn't go to clubs. He doesn't go to rave. It's more his idea of a club. And absolutely. It's kind of...
And you know, the funny thing is you can tell that he doesn't go to clubs when you listen to that music.
For sure. That's not what they play in clubs. Exactly. But he says it's more like in this long interview he did with The Wire, he mentions that, his idea of music is more his brother playing him these like club tracks and him imagining... You know what the club is like when these songs play, and more that, like, I vision, and all his music is kind of angels looking over people dancing, basically. I feel like, and I really like that image of just this like imaginary club, like your inner club of what it would be like if you had a room that just was playing music that you wanted. And I definitely relate to the love club music, but just don't want to go to the club to hear it.
I want to just give myself over to the experience and to be able to just go to the club and let loose. I often feel like I have all these ideas, and that's why, you know, I ended up like not enjoying the club. But I'm like, you know, you should go there to lose yourself and just sort of get lost in the experience. I one day really, honestly, my goal is to like, I want to make an ultimate, not like for myself, like a club record, just something that could just be played, you know, top to bottom on the dance floor album.
And we love how the Big Fish Theory of Vince Staples felt like that. So it's just someone having a mental breakdown in the club.
Absolutely. That's a great album.
I love that album.
Yeah, the production is absolutely fire. I kind of wish he had continued going in that direction, even though everything he's done since is great. Like that was a...
It's more authentic to himself, but then I'm like, that record really had an interesting mix of rap and then just this like crazy beats, super well produced, very club based.
Yeah, he was absolutely like tapped into just a sort of vision and sound that didn't really exist at the time. And you know, you put on the song today, it's not like it's an old record, isn't, but you put on the song today, it still sounds amazing.
Yeah,
fresh
at this time.
And just so ultimate club record. I'm actually going to play something that is very much not a club record, but one of my favorite, and I know one of your faves ever, Autechre. I really, really love this. I would say it's one of their more upbeat songs. It's their pop song, actually. If Autechre were to have a pop song, this, and they, you know, they love to put their songs as unpronounceable names. So this one is called JV_C by Autechre. JTVC by Autechre.
I thought it was JTVC.
You know, I really think they should put their albums and stuff with a pronunciation guide, you know?
Yeah.
Because I never have any idea what the hell is going on.
It's funny because I managed to convert one of my best friends to Autechre, I guess, 10 years ago. I mean, I introduced him to electronic music, and Autechre is just his ultimate favorite. But yeah, he always talks to me about their songs. Like, I know which ones he's talking about. He's like, you know, the Nerglus gigs, that one, I love it. It has a you have to play it to me. You can't just say the song title. And
I love Autechre. I had a huge phase. Obviously, they're still a huge influence on me now. I remember when I was making As a Motherfucker, I was like, what if Autechre made a Prince, produced a Prince album? And that was kind of like the motivation behind the production style.
Because that's their influences. It's kind of crazy when Autechre does a mix, it's like metal and rap music, just they're not really like, their influences come all over the place, and you kind of really hear it in their earlier stuff, like how actually like hip-hop is such a big part of what they do.
Well, even on that one record, that the track we just played, XI, they have a lot of hip-hop influence.
And there's a track, a Ghost Quarter on Envain, that actually has a sample of a, I think it's Cool Keith, I don't remember what rapper, but making a reference, like something like jamming like Autechre, and that's just a looped sample in the beat, and it's one of the most hip-hop tracks, I feel like, because it actually has a hip-hop sample in it.
Autechre, if you're listening, hit me up. My next record, I'll do anything. I ain't got no money, but
The craziest, did you know they almost did the soundtrack for Metroid Prime?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He announced it in a... He did that big Reddit AMA, like Shin Booth, and revealed in it that they were supposed to do the soundtrack for Nintendo's Metroid Prime that was coming out, and then just Nintendo was like, no, we want our dude, and they just cut it. But I'm like, oh, I can't imagine that game with a soundtrack. But I mean, any game with an Autechre soundtrack is oof. But somewhere in the parallel universe, they have it.
I'd like to be in that universe. Yeah. You know, maybe there are a few other benefits.
No, man. I hope in that one they also have the Doom 3 soundtrack by Trent Reznor.
Yeah.
He's supposed to do Doom 3, which is one of my favorite games ever. And I was a big Nine Inch Nails fan. And just imagining Trent Reznor soundtrack for Doom 3, it gives me chills just thinking about it.
Absolutely.
But in a parallel universe, maybe.
Yeah. All right, next artist I would like to play is someone who I think very much built off of the Autechre sound and to create her own sort of universe. Mm. One of my favorites, this is Unicil by Sophie. Unicil by Sophie. And honestly, there's a lot of love for Sophie in the scenes that I'm part of. Mm-hmm. I love that. But I think, you know, there would be no Sophie without another one of my favorite artists, Green Velvet. And so I want to
play. Green Velvet, okay.
So I want to play his song Shake and Pop, which is just a banger to me. So this is Shake
so
and Pop.
So for you, this is Proto Sophie.
Proto Sophie, nice. Absolutely. Incredible. Should be in the conversation when we talk about Sophie's influences.
Nice.
Shake and Pop by Green Velvet.
stereo. Up some more. 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 Up some more.
Velvet and Walter Phillips.
Talk to me. Yeah, I wanted to talk about someone we almost had in studio today.
Yes.
Chelsea, your visual artist, who
Chelsea Ball.
Did the artwork also for your previous album. Did they do the first one also?
They did, yeah.
So the three albums have been Chelsea, who's a Montreal-based visual artist, and I would like you to talk about this very intriguing cover for the Love of Drugs, which our listeners at home cannot see, but if you look it up online, you'll see it's four sex dolls just sitting around like they're having a LinkedIn meeting or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
they're masked up too, in accordance with COVID
true.
Regulations.
True. Well, one is, yeah. Then another one has goggles also.
Yes.
What's the context of this artwork?
Well, first I got to shout out Chelsea, who is an amazing visual artist, model and photographer. We became friends in high school, last year of high school, and we have our creative journeys have always been intertwined, so she's always done the cover art for all my releases. And the story goes, she was at a photo shoot, and she walked into a room. She saw four sex dolls sitting in a chair, and she took a photo and sent it to me. And with no context, I opened my phone, WhatsApp, and I see a photo of four sex dolls, and I said, can I please make this my album cover? And she said, that's why I sent it to you.
Okay, wow, incredible.
Yeah, right? So that was just it from day one. I saw that. And I remember when I saw that image and I went up to my dad and I said, hey, Dad, this is going to be my next album cover. And I just showed it to him and he was just staring at it. And he just gave it back to me. And he was like, all right.
I just love the receiving album artwork. With no
absolutely.
Just sending you a picture of me, like, use this.
Exactly.
Like,
and she
not even being committed. Or anything, just right? Like, this is a picture, use this.
And she knows me so well that she just knew, she just sent it without no context, nothing. She knew that I would just like be all over it. And I'm happy to have